So we're up at Plymouth Point, which is the southwest of the island, the highest point of the island. And because it was the highest point of the island, it had a, during the occupation, Second World War, German direction finding stations, and the biggest gun I've ever seen, which I'm now in the bowels of the battery itself. It's been restored and painted. It's huge. Cannon used to target potential naval attack from England, and it's huge, and we're now walking down in the bowels of it. Very evil empire, grey concrete monstrosity, and Rachel was just taking some photos because there was a little bit where the German troops who were billeted here, a couple of them at a time, would stay. It's very ominous. And I'm standing next to a couple of very ancient iron doors. And they lead into a couple of very dark rooms, which I don't know, are stored for ammunition or whatever. But it's important. It's a part of the heritage of the history of both these islands and the Second World War. But I think it's one of the few places on English soil where you can see something quite so chilling. Just imagine the sound of German voices. And I mean, they were here for 4 years. Obviously there was no combat, and wove themselves into the life of the island. But when they did a recce over these islands and were looking for strategic points, they identified Plymouth as the point at which to put the biggest gun ever made.